KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. An Atlantic native who went on to become an orthodontist and longtime resident of Waterloo has left a huge gift to the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa. Dr. Ross Christensen, a community leader during his lifetime, along with his wife Patricia, extended their community leadership after their deaths through the establishment of the Ross D. Christensen Family Fund with the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa. The more than $4 million gift is the largest in the history of the foundation and increases the total asset size of the foundation to more than $85 million. Grants from the Ross D. Christensen Fund will support charitable causes in Northeast Iowa that carry out the mission of the foundation. Dr. Christensen passed away in November of 2011, and his wife, Patricia, 49 years, passed away in April of this year. Their son, Dr. Greg Christensen, daughter Lisa Kempston, will serve as advisors for the donor-advised fund during their lifetimes. Over the 52 years in Waterloo, the Christensens carried out their belief that a person should give back to their community by volunteering with the Boys and Girls Club, Allen Hospital, Waterloo School Board, Wartburg College, the University of Iowa, McElroy Trust, United Way, Silos and Smokestacks, and several other nonprofits and groups that work to improve their community. Dr. Christensen was born in Atlantic, the son of European immigrants. He left Atlantic and received a BS and DDS from the University of Iowa, and then his master's in orthodontics in 1966 also came from the U of I. Christensen moved his family back to Iowa from the East Coast in 1968. Three Iowa companies have received U.S. Department of Agriculture grants for research projects that officials hope will lead to new technologies that advance agriculture. Small business innovation grants were awarded to Harris Vaccines in Ames, which has recently developed a new vaccine for a pig virus. Agrin Incorporated in Carroll, a consultant that helps farmers deal with environmental issues, and Diamond V Mills in Cedar Rapids, which develops animal food. Each company receives more than $99,000. The USDA says the grant program was created to stimulate technological innovations in the private sector and to strengthen the role of federal research and development in support of small businesses. More than $18 million in grants were announced Monday by the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Well, prominent party voices continue to stream into Iowa to campaign with the two major party candidates for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
First Lady Michelle Obama will headline a rally at the University of Iowa today with Democrat Bruce Braley. Last week, Republican Joni Ernst's campaign sent out video links of late-night comics who joked about how the First Lady misstated Braley's name seven times during a recent event at Drake University. Ernst herself brought it up with reporters Monday.
This is kind of her mulligan event, I think, to try and get things right after she messed up so badly the last time she was in town.
On Wednesday evening, Ernst will be at the University of Iowa for a rally with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee will make stops in Sioux City and Council Bluffs today with Ernst. During her solo stops, Ernst is stressing her work as a Republican state senator. Braley's been traveling the state, focusing attention on issues like retirement security. On Sunday, during a rally in Des Moines, Braley got a big crowd reaction with this.
Unlike Joni Ernst, I will never, ever vote to privatize your Social Security.
Ernst has said it might be an option for younger workers. A dozen current members of the United States Senate have flown to Iowa this year to campaign on behalf of either Braley or Ernst. The pace will continue through Election Day. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And by the way, the Ernst Huckabee stop in Council Bluffs today will be in the club room at the Hy-Vee store at 2323 West Broadway Street. That gets underway at 11:30. U.S. Senate Republican nominee Joni Ernst from Red Oak is set to visit Atlantic this Thursday. Officials with her campaign say Ernst will be at the Cass County Community Center Thursday at around 4:45 p.m. You can attend by making your reservations by calling 701-373-5848 or by emailing Josie, that's J-O-S-I-E, at joniforiowa.com. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Nebraska was arrested early this morning on a drug charge in Fremont County. The sheriff's office says 51-year-old Pamela Lenners of Omaha was arrested in Sydney following a narcotics investigation. Lenners faces a delivery of controlled substance methamphetamine charge. She was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. Two adults and a juvenile were arrested late Monday night in Red Oak for breach of peace. According to Red Oak Police, 32-year-old Melissa Marie Reinebarger, 19-year-old Brandon Michael Borgmeyer, and 16-year-old Tyler Austin Sawyers of Red Oak were arrested in the 2000 block of North 8th Street. Reinebarger and Borgmeyer were being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $300 cash bond, while Sawyers was released to his parent. A Red Oak woman was arrested Monday afternoon on a charge of public intoxication. Police there say 44-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras was taken into custody in the 500 block of East Market Street at around 2 p.m. Her bond was set at $300. The Crawford County K-9 Bayou and his partner have conducted an investigation that resulted in the duo's 50th drug-related arrest this year. Sheriff's officials say a little after 11 p.m. Sunday, a traffic stop was conducted in Denison. During the stop, illegal drug activity was suspected and K-9 Bayou was requested for a sniff of the vehicle. The sniff resulted in a positive alert for the odor of narcotics. A search was conducted and marijuana was located and seized from the vehicle. 25-year-old Sherry Justine Baker of Defiance was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports deputies Corey Larson and Kyle Quist, along with their canine partners Mufasa and Vader, respectively, attended the Heart of America Police Dog Association's annual certification in Kansas October 5th through the 10th. The event, which features certification competitions, was attended by 28 canine teams from Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. All members of the organization can submit a case for consideration of the Patrol Case of the Year award as one of their best cases for the year between certification periods. The cases are read to all members of the organization, and all details such as names, departments, areas, and so on are anonymous. The members of the organization then vote for the case they believe to be the best one submitted for the year. The K-9 team of Quist and Vader received the award for Patrol Case of the Year for an incident that occurred in Audubon County when the K-9 team was called to assist multiple agencies with a domestic situation that involved a firearm. At that time, the suspect fled on foot, and K-9 Vader tracked the suspect through the field. The suspect was apprehended by Vader's bite. The subject was then arrested on multiple charges after a medical clearance. Deputy Quist and K-9 Vader ran a tracking distance and also won the Master Tracker Award. The award is granted to one of two competing K-9 teams who are considered to be the best in their certification. The judges lay similar tracks for two competing teams of roughly a mile in length and attempt different techniques to make the K-9 teams lose the track. The judges then ascertain how well the K-9 stayed on the track and how well the K-9 worked on different surface conditions and terrain. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is very proud of their K-9 teams and the hard work they do. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on October 16th of 31-year-old Trent Matthew Sewer of Walnut. Sewer was taken into custody on charges of OWI, third or subsequent offense, a felony, driving while barred, and four charges of driving while revoked. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $12,000 bond. On October 18th, Cass County deputies arrested 24-year-old Tyler Lee Mills of Atlantic on a charge of violation of a no-contact order. Mills was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled not guilty and was released the following day. Also on October 18th, 35-year-old Tamara Lynn McCoy of East Moline, Illinois, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. McCoy was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.